As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we get to Appel, the Heat have the 20th pick in the draft at the end of the month. Fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center. It's June 25th, and there'll be plenty of activities and shots on the court and photo ops and appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. If you want to go, you want to RSVP, go to heat.com/draft party. heat.com/draft party. Josh Appel is a professional play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call Saturday night for the USL Championship on ESPN+. But before we talk about hoo-ha with Appel, let's talk Panthers and Oilers. So game one is tomorrow night, and I know we've talked about it with you leading up, but it's a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Final. You've had about a week to kind of dig into it and mentally prepare. So where are you right now the day before? How do you feel about the matchup?
Well, great to be with you guys. It feels like it's been forever since we've watched the Panthers play hockey last. So I'm glad that tomorrow it's finally here. I feel pretty good about this from the Panthers' perspective. I think that a lot of the noise going into this series is not about them repeating and trying to repeat. It's about whether or not Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl can bounce back from losing to the Panthers last year. And I feel like all the pressure in the world is on Edmonton, and everybody's talking about Edmonton and nobody's talking about the Panthers. And I think that's exactly where the Panthers want to be.
Is our roster, because we improved and they improved, I've been too, but is our roster better than theirs? Because everybody's, I haven't had a conclusion on the stuff I'm reading about who really has the better lineup, who has the most depth.
Well, I think with Zach Hyman being unavailable for Edmonton, the Panthers probably have a leg up in that department. I might have given it to them. I know I'm biased, but I might have given them that notch in their belt as well, even if Hyman was healthy. But I think first line through fourth line, top pair D through the third pair D, and in goal, I think the Panthers are better. But the Oilers have Connor McDavid,
and that is a great Connor McDavid. I can't stand him.
I mean, look, it's the great equalizer. I mean, he makes up for so much that
which
maybe
roster would you rather have? I was thinking about that this morning. So you've got star power with Edmonton, right? Not that we don't have stars on the Panthers roster, but Connor McDavid is, you know, head and shoulders
best player in the world,
NHL star, and the Panthers have depth, though, like you talked about. Gold lines 1 through 4. I mean, you could put that up against 1 through 4 on any team in the NHL. So which roster would you rather have?
It almost feels idiotic to say that I wouldn't take the team that has 2 of the 5 best players in the league. But because of the depth factor, and I like the amount of drop off that I don't think there's much between like the top guys of the Panthers added them all together in the aggregate, I guess, like Barkov, Reinhardt, Kachuk, Bennett, all those guys. Yeah, I'd rather take that team with the better goaltender as well and the deeper decor. That again, crazy to say about a team that has the best player in the world on it and another top five player in the league, but I've seen the Panthers win already against the Oilers, and they've gotten better since last year. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Is this fair, though? Because I've said to Crowder and Solana, Connor McDavid getting to the NHL within a game of the NHL Stanley Cup last season is equivalent to Michael Jordan getting to within a game of the NBA championship, losing and getting back the next season. Does Connor McDavid have, because you would look at MJ and you would go, okay, he would say, that's not happening again. I don't care how it happens. I'm not walking out of here without the cup this time. Is there an equivalency to make with Connor McDavid doing that?
I think so. There's this, I don't know if you would consider it a meme or not, but there's a camera shot screen grab of Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid after blowing game one against the Stars, them locking eyes on the bench. And then it lists games two through the end of that series, what those two did and how they outscored Dallas. So that look to me is exactly what you're talking about, which was Connor and Leon saying to each other, all right, that's enough from here. We take over. And that's what happened.
As much as we talk about depth, though, Sergei Bobrovsky still has to be the best player in the series for the Florida Panthers. Like, is that fair? Because if we're giving Edmonton the nod, or not us, but Vegas is, because they have the two best players in the series, the best duo and the best maybe generational talent we've seen since Gretzky, then that means, like, you need your goaltender to be the best player in the series, period, end of story.
I think he just needs to be better than Stuart Skinner. Because, look, there are going to be goals scored in the series. Edmonton's going to get theirs. We know the Panthers can score at will and in bunches, as we've seen in the last couple of series, especially against Carolina. So I just think he has to be better than Stuart Skinner. And that's what happened last year, right? Like Bob in the middle of that series, as the Oilers were coming back, didn't look like the same guy. Not obviously wasn't all his fault, but at the end of the day in game seven, he outperformed Stuart Skinner and they won 2-1. And like that goal that Sam Reinhart scored at the end of the second period, I imagine is one that Stuart Skinner thought about a lot through the entire offseason into this season. And I guarantee you, he's thinking about it going into this series.
And Appel, you said it too. I was going to ask, because you said, like, the Panthers have been scoring. Hey, we're in a game 6-1 and they're blowing, you know, teams out in this playoff run. Good teams. Do we want to get into a 6-3s? 6-5, 6-4 game, or do we want to keep it those 1-0, 2-1 type games? Because I like watching, I think that's more of Panther hockey, of your coined phrase, Paul Ball, 0-2-1 game.
Oh, yeah. So I think the beauty of this Panther team is that they can win in any facet, in any style, right? But the Panthers would much prefer to win a game 2-1, 3-2, 3-1, than try and go blow for blow in a 6-5 game with Connor McDavid. Right. Like, again, you know that McDavid and Draisaitl are going to get theirs at some point. You know it. It's hard to contain those guys. Nobody can do it. But if you can limit them to a certain extent, I think the Panthers are going to be in a really good spot as the series goes on. If they're getting into these track meets with Edmonton, Panthers are capable of doing that, but I don't think that's where they want to be at all.
Panthers have been incredible on the road in the postseason. Do you expect that continues tomorrow? Like, do you expect them to get out of Edmonton with a game? And if they don't, is it cause for alarm?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't think it's cause for alarm. Look, they're 8-2 on the road this postseason. They obviously came back home in the Toronto series down 2-0. I don't think that there is any deficit that is necessarily insurmountable for this group. I think they've proven that over the last 3 years. This is an entirely different animal, though. I don't think the series is over if you come back down 2-0, but obviously you want to go up there and you want to get at least one. And the Panthers last year up there were able to do that in game 3 against Edmonton. But if you remember, they were hanging on for dear life at the end of that game 3 last year in the cup final against Edmonton. So if you can go up there and steal one and you lose a second game 10-1, great. You're coming back home 1-1. That's mission accomplished.
What do you do with, and I know it's early, game 1 is not till tomorrow. What do you do with, if the Panthers repeat as Stanley Cup champions, the season was blank, but conversely, if they lose the Stanley Cup final, the season was blank?
Look, man, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, yeah, if they don't win this series, like, the whole season's a failure. It's not, right? Like, the Panthers are on a dream run for their franchise right now. Third consecutive Stanley Cup the year after, or excuse me, 3 years after they win the President's Trophy. Like, this is some kind of success that we haven't seen here ever. I think,
I mean,
maybe
they're playing
the
with house money. That's essentially what I'm at. Are they playing with house money? They win, like, they win, and it's great. If they don't win, I mean, it doesn't.
We'll all be disappointed if they lose. I'll probably be a little upset. But at the same time, in no way, unless they get swept and just completely get their doors blown off, could this be viewed as a failure. Like, they have cemented themselves, this group, as one of the best teams probably the last couple decades. Like, this 3-year run, especially the last 2 years, right? They have the cup. They won it. They've proven they can get back there in different ways, too. Adding different guys along the way, taking big swings, hitting on the little swings they've taken. I don't know. In the totality of it, for me, they're playing with house money here. They've already won their cup. There's no pressure on them here. It's all on Edmonton. And Edmonton, in my opinion, they've got the hook. Can Canada finally get a Stanley Cup back to the country for the first time in a while again? Can Connor McDavid get redemption? And there's nothing about the Panthers. Like I said earlier, I think that's where they want to be. Nobody talking about them. They can fly under the radar somehow. But yeah, like, there's no way, there's no possible way that this could be looked at as anything other than another successful season.
And to what, like Hawk said about Connor McDavid, like, you're watching greatness. It's Michael Jordan. It's LeBron James. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's just, he's a great player. You got to respect him. I hate him because we always have to go through him, and he's just amazing. I don't know why I hate him. I don't know. It's just, I feel different about Connor. When you go in, honestly, go into a game against Connor, do you say, like, hey, you just kind of said it, like, he's going to score. let's hold him just to one this game. Like, you're not going to choke him out. It's really for a series, but you might not be able to choke him out for one game.
For a game, yeah. But for a course of over the course of seven games, probably not. Because in the first few games of the series last year, really until Edmonton started to push in game three, they did a decent job against him. And they did a good job against him in game seven as well. And the thing that I always think back to, that last 5-6 minutes of game seven last year, just how absolutely gassed that entire group was. McDavid, Draisaitl, Bouchard. Those guys had nothing left in the tank when they were trying to push a tie at the end of game seven. I would imagine if it gets to a game seven, we'll be in a similar spot because those guys are going to get the most ice time. And the Panthers have the luxury of, yeah, some guys are going to play heavy minutes, but not to the extent where Connor McDavid and those guys have to be out there for all that time. To answer your question, Channing, yeah, he's going to, whether it's him actually scoring or him facilitating goals with assists, he's going to get on the score sheet at some point. It's just, can you manage individual situations? Can you stay out of the box against them? The Panthers have been phenomenal. I think they had the best penalty kill in the postseason so far, but that power play is really clicking, and I'd rather take my chances at 5-on-5 against them than giving them more than the normal amount of power play opportunities.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.